this, though, and speak to Gregory Campbell. He's a Democratic Unionist Member of Parliament. Joins us now live from Belfast. Good to have you with us. So, first of all, does it seem now that it's inevitable that there's going to be elections in December?
Well, I wouldn't say it's completely inevitable, but it's certainly working in that direction, despite all the evidence to the contrary. Sometimes there is deep divisions in Northern Ireland, but one thing that all the political parties are united on is saying to the British government, look, this election will prove nothing. It will result in broadly the same outcome. We had an election just 6 months ago. Not a lot has changed in that time, so you're rerunning an election to produce probably a similar, if not the same, result, and we will be no further forward. In fact, we may have regressed because people will obviously become more entrenched in their positions, as people do, in the run-up to a very fractious election.
So you don't expect that these elections are at all going to break the deadlock. Where does it leave governing Northern Ireland?
Well, in a very difficult place is the short answer. Just to give your listeners and viewers a position, in Northern Ireland, it's quite a divided society. We had 25 years of murder and terror and bombing, and that stopped in the mid-1990s. What now has happened over the course of the past 25, almost 30 years, is people, broadly speaking, are agreed that we only make progress when both sides of the community, the unionist and the nationalist, the Protestant and the Catholic, and many people who don't fall into either category, unless there is a consensus amongst those divided peoples and their political representatives, we won't make progress. And that's where the protocol falls, because there's not a single unionist who supports the protocol. So it falls by the very definition that the British government and even the EU have defined as progress in Northern Ireland, where people have to work together to make that progress.
Are you concerned that the disagreement over the Northern Ireland Protocol, also the cost of living crisis in the UK, is making some unionists think the unthinkable? And I refer here, the reason I'm asking this, some of the polls, an August 2022 poll by the Sunday Times, Belfast Telegraph and Lucid Talk, found 57% of 18 to 24-year-olds, a majority in other words, would vote for a united Ireland if a referendum was held today. Do polls like that worry you?
No, because once people start to think and talk and rationalise what any departure from the United Kingdom would mean. For example, we have a free at the point of use National Health Service. They don't have that in the Irish Republic. It would cost every single person in Northern Ireland hundreds and hundreds of pounds per year each to provide that National Health Service.
But they're part of the EU, they can trade, and a lot of the trade is, right? And that is a big incentive for people, is it not?
But the majority of our trade is within our own country in the United Kingdom, the vast majority of trade. In fact, the major hauliers this week pointed out to a House of Lords committee in London that if the protocol were to be implemented in full, because at the moment it's only partially implemented, if it were to be implemented in full, the entire East-West relationship of business and commerce would collapse within 48 hours. That's how stark the protocol is. That's why the EU has to deal with it and come up with a more rational and sensible solution that people from both sides of the community can buy into.
All right, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.